I'll never forget, my girlfriend really liked the lead singer of Incubus. She thought he was like the cutest boy ever or whatever. Mm. And I couldn't handle it. It fucking destroyed me. Yeah, it destroyed me. And like, there's no world that exists where she's going to go run off with the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah.
But it destroyed me.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. What's up? I am Steve Green. And today we have a very important topic for you guys.
Very, very important topic. So I got the idea for this topic because I have been hanging out with a lot of single people lately in the poker community. Shout out. A lot of poker players are
Name them.
Looking for all love. Looking for love. And, you know, I like listening to like help where I can. But one of the reasons why a particular person didn't like the person that she went on a date with was because they gave her the ick. And
Can you define the ick for our listening audience?
The ick is like when you're interested in someone and like maybe you guys have been dating for a little while. Maybe you have even been exclusive for it. Really doesn't matter how long you've been seeing each other. But the person does something that you now that gives you an icky feeling that kind of turns you off and you can't get rid of it. So
it's
like
an indescribable like oof.
Yeah, like
you
so
just can't get past.
There's some turnoffs, right? That like maybe your partner does something and it's like, ooh, that was a turnoff, but you get over it like the next day. Like you maybe tell them and then you get over it. But the ick is like an ongoing thing. Like once it happens, you can't get out of it.
And by the way, if you're listening and I'm not trying to call you out, but if you're maybe you got ghosted recently or something like that.
Yes.
Maybe you missed a social cue somewhere. We're trying to fill in that gap for you, help you understand maybe what happened.
That is exactly what we were trying
to
do.
And we're not
today.
Calling you out.
No. And
it's just how it just happens sometimes.
Also, some of these are preferences. You know, not everybody is going to get the ick from the same things.
Exactly.
But if maybe you did one of these things, maybe the person that ghosted you did get the ick from it. Could be a possibility.
It seems likely. We don't know. You never know.
You never know the diagnosis unless you get specific.
Me and Nikki were just reminiscing about our relationship. 10 years. Shout out to us. Credit
shout
to
out
us.
To us. Shout out to us.
Huge credit to us. But also 6 years married. But also we were talking about how prior to you and I hooking up and fucking hard.
Uh-huh.
And getting together.
Yes.
You were seeing someone.
No, I wasn't.
For a second.
Well, I wasn't.
A date.
This is how it started, is I related to her ick.
Okay.
Because the other people that were in the group with us, also single people, were kind of like clowning on her ick, saying that like it wasn't deserving of being an ick because like that's a too high of a standard. And I actually disagreed with them. I agreed with her because it definitely happened to me. Her ick was that she was into this person who expressed interest. She expressed interest. She set it up on a tee for him, was like, hey, I'm here. I'm available. I like you. Everything that you like, I'm ready for it. Like, I'm ready to give it to you. Like, I'm there. And put it on a tee, and he just whiffed. Like, didn't make a move. So like inaction was the ick, where he didn't make a move, and it just felt like, what are we doing? You know, like if you're not going to make a move, what is the actual point? We're not getting any younger, pal, right?
So our nieces and nephews from my sister.
Yes.
Wouldn't exist right now. It'd be like Back to the Future. Their hands would be fading away. They would be leaving this earth. Because my brother-in-law wouldn't do the same thing, and my sister gave him one more date to get it done.
She was kind.
She's like, I'm sick of this shit. When's it going to pull the trigger? When's it going to actually fucking do something? Make a move, motherfucker. And finally, he did.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. But he had that last date before I think she had the ick.
Yeah. So this actually happened to me as well. There was a person that I was interested in.
I love hearing about this.
Yeah, you love it. You love hearing about anyone I was interested in before you. Well, you know, to my defense, you were in a relationship at this time. So you were off the table. I didn't even think about you as being a viable option. I was out there in single land. I was 26 years old. Yeah. I think I was 26 years old. Yeah. And so, like, you know, I'm single for the first time in my life. And I, for the first half of being single, I did not want any sort of relationship at all. I just was not emotionally available and didn't. I just wanted to have, you know, I just wanted to hook up with people, but not like get a relationship. Well, at this point, this was towards the end of my singledom, and I was ready. I was like, I wanted to get back in there and date and like do cuddly couple things and like actually like see someone exclusively and blah, blah, blah. And so this guy I had spent a lot of time with because we were working at the YouTube space a lot. And he was helping me with like editing stuff. And, you know, we were like kind of flirty and stuff. And I'm like, I asked if he wanted to meet me for drinks. And we had had a lot of drinks.
You set it up.
Yeah, exactly. I set it up. Totally. I had a comedy show in the area where he lived. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's your favorite bar there? I'm going to be in your part of town.
Wow, LA, you really put it on the table.
Exactly. LA Jesus, is like, dude, big too.
That's,
and this
really
guy,
nice.
He was like flirty, right? He's very flirty. And so like,
when a chick does that, that's really nice.
I got the vibes that he was like into me, right?
Yeah, clearly.
And so he's like, yeah, let's meet at this bar. And so I meet him at that bar. After my show.
He didn't go to your show though, right?
No, he didn't go to my show. But he,
what a noob.
But he didn't, he was still working, so he couldn't. Still, it's fine. Dude, it's fine. Okay, but like, so yeah, whatever. He's gonna make the next one, whatever. We're like not needy. Weird like chill girl vibes, and this is like a get to know you, right? So like, this is the first time outside of work, I guess, like editing YouTube-y type stuff. This is the first time that we are hanging out and just getting to talk. And we talked in this bar forever, like had multiple drinks. I paid.
Sparks were flying.
I paid.
Sparks
the bill.
Sparks were flying.
I paid the bill.
Insane.
I paid Insane. The bill.
But sparks were flying.
But sparks were flying.
I can take it.
We walked to my car.
Yeah. Conversations just flowing and flowing.
He talks to me for another hour. So we shut down the bar. Yeah. Like, so it's 2 in the morning.
You're talking so thoroughly.
Yeah, it's 2 in the morning.
And you're agreeing with car. On so much stuff.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm. Wow. It's stimulating conversation. I wouldn't like him if it wasn't, like, stimulating conversation. But the point is, like, I'm throwing out fucking signs like I'm into you, right? And then he's kind of throwing them back, like, because...
Well, duh.
He's like... talking to me so long, and like we're hanging out in front of my car. It's kind of cold too outside of the car, and we're talking for like
four jackets
another hour. Yeah, and shorts.
Yeah, it didn't give you anything.
Four jackets and shorts.
Yeah.
We're talking for another hour outside of my car, and you know how like it starts to quiet down, like, okay,
yeah, we
like,
need to just like,
it's the moment,
make out or something.
It's the moment. Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah,
it feels
sure.
like you're into this, I'm into this. Like, something's gonna happen, right? And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So to just like get out of the fucking awkwardness, because like nothing's happened. Like, he's clearly the window. This is the window. The moment where you would make a move, even if it's just to say like, hey, we should do this again sometime, or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like nothing. Yeah. So I shut her down and I'm like, all right, well, it was a good night. You know,
that's what you said.
I'll see you at the YouTube space.
Yeah.
And that was it. We hugged. Like a friend hug, you know. And then I go back home, and then he texts me, "Would you like to go out to dinner on Monday?" And so, like, I was gonna give another chance, just like your sister.
Yeah.
But I did have the ick from that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I did. It. I was like,
it's a lot of time.
I was just like,
it's a lot of time.
Damn,
because it's a setup.
Yeah,
you send him the invite, hours and hours and hours of talking, and then nothing.
Yeah, and it's not like I feel like I'm owed. Like, it's just more like, hey, I'm feeling this. Yeah. Are you feeling,
are we feeling this?
This
or what?
Yeah, and if you're feeling it, I feel like I should get like some kind of
something,
sign that you're into it. I'm like doing all the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, that's no good.
So
that's
I don't know. Good. Maybe that's traditional that like I just kind of
not to brag,
like, wanted the guy to do more, a little bit more.
I was in Spanish for many years. This is what's called buenos noches, where it's like it's good. Many no.
It was not many a no. It was not a buenos noches, yeah.
No,
at the end.
No, no, it's many no. A lot of no.
A lot of no?
That's what buenos noches means, yeah.
I don't think that's what it means.
It is what it means. I was in Spanish for many years. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a buenos noches moment.
It's a buenos noches moment.
For sure.
So no chase.
No, no chase, no chase.
I felt like there was a lot of chase involved.
For you?
Yeah.
Damn. That's sad. So, okay. So then, let's get to my favorite part of the story. What happened? What happened after that? What happened after that?
Well, in this story, this particular story, Steve had been recently broken up with. And this was very recent news. It was like 2 weeks. It'd been 2 weeks.
9 days, barely.
Yeah. So I had known this fella for like 5 months. Mm. Like we kind of built up like this, like, over time.
Inter-office rapport.
Yeah,
at the
yeah.
Space,
I'm kind of like going
flirty,
from like
flirty flirt style.
Yeah, and like and like texting each other and stuff. And we have the same like favorite football team. And he got me a shirt. You know, stuff like that.
By the way, same here. There's girls after me.
Yeah, yeah. Just saying. Well, you were in a relationship during this time.
Well, right. But even in the 9 days, I'm just saying. Like,
okay. Well,
you weren't like the
I'm
only
just saying
chain.
That like I wasn't chasing Steve, or he wasn't chasing me, because like there was a relationship there. So like during that time of 5 months, I was like building this other thing. Anyway, so Steve's recently single, and I really liked him, but I never considered him as an option because of the long-term relationship he was in. And then when he became single, I was like, oh my gosh, like Steve's single, like that's something I didn't consider.
Yeah.
And I kind of drunkenly over margaritas one night let it slip to his best friend that I kind of had a crush on him. And then
you told him not to tell me.
And
of course he immediately did, because that's a real G.
Yeah. And so he
shout out Mike Gallagher,
asked me out on a date and made it very clear it was a date. I didn't have to guess. He was like, I'm going to pick you up and pay for everything. I'm got like all you have to do is show up and I'm just going to drive you to a date. Like it was very clearly like we're going on a date.
Yes.
Which I loved.
Yeah, I know.
Cuz I didn't like the intermixy signal. Is
Who
this
does?
A date or not a date?
Who the hell does?
And because Steve and I had been friends for so long, I really needed that clarity.
Well, that's why I needed to like lay it all on the line and be like, this is a date.
Cuz I had actually hung out with Jason Horton, a mutual friend, right before we were filming a video right before our date, and I was like, is this a date or not? And he was like, I don't think it is. Like, I think you guys are just seeing a movie together.
No.
And then,
what the fuck? He knows better than that.
And then Steve texted like very clearly afterwards. And I was like, I think it's a date.
Balls to the wall.
And I showed him and he's like, yeah, it kind of sounds like a date now.
Yeah, it's a date.
I think everyone was kind of shocked because he was just so soon
clearly,
after.
No, clearly. No, I'm just saying, like, come on.
But anyway, Steve and I go on this date on a Saturday. And it was supposed to be Friday, but little mixy mix.
And
he bailed on me, and then we ended up going to the same function. Anyway,
we go on this date on
Saturday, and it was the best date of my life. And I was like, this is my soulmate. I'm going to marry him. And then Monday comes along, and I canceled on my dude that I had been building up for so long, setting up on a tee.
Yeah, I had.
So good thing he flopped, you know?
I know.
Because what if like he didn't?
So you're talking about some icks?
Yeah.
So I was, you know, in the 9 days or whatever. And like, I swear, guys, I'm not fooling myself. When I became available, it's when you're on the internet and like you have had viral videos and stuff like that, like you're just scooping a different kind of audience than I think most people get. So when I was single and like, you know, Joe Jitsukawa, my buddy, our buddy, when he singled up, he had people coming at him. But I had like an insane amount of people hitting me up only because my videos were so viral at the time. Now, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm like a hot piece of ass or whatever.
You're a hot piece
but
of
I
ass
am.
And I scored.
Thank you. But no, but it was crazy because I was not used to that at all. Like it was like inundated on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like from bitches who's wanting to fuck and
yeah, bitches wanting to fuck. Yeah, yeah. hotsluts.com.
But no, but there was a really nice girl that I was talking to, and like I didn't have any qualms with her whatsoever. She was cool. She was a single mom even. It was all like, okay, cool. Her kid's like 2.5 years old, whatever. I wasn't like, this is bad. I'm going to be a cuck if I'm with you or whatever. I never thought. I don't
think. Wasn't
a
deal breaker. I don't know. We got it.
Thank you. But then as soon as I, like, and I'm talking like, I'm going to the Birdemic thing and I'm like Skyping with her beforehand. And like, then I have a date with you the next night. And like after the date with you, I just didn't give a fuck anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't give a fuck about anybody talking to me anymore.
Yeah.
It was over. And yeah. I knew it.
It was like both of us were like, this is it.
It was nuts.
Like it clicked.
It was just, yeah, clicked, static cling, blah, blah, blah. All of it, just every attraction force in the universe was, yeah. It was like lined up. So then the next night, it's a Sunday, I go to these YouTube, whatever the fuck awards.
Yeah, it was like YouTube Space. Awards. Everyone was going to YouTube Space like all the time.
Yeah. So we go to the YouTube Space Comedy Awards or whatever, and like all these like names are there. Like Norm MacDonald's there, I thought that was cool, but then yeah. Like, a bunch of people I don't care about there. And then while I'm there, I get a text from this girl speaking about icks. She sends me a picture, a screenshot of plane tickets coming from where she lives. I think it was in Chicago to LA.
Yeah,
as if to say like surprise, I'm coming to see you. And I was like, holy motherfucking shit. That is an ick for me, I think.
Huh. Because
we didn't even talk about it.
Presumptuous.
It was very presumptuous.
Yeah.
You're assuming that like I am on the same level as you.
Yeah.
And like, holy motherfucking shit.
It's like the opposite.
It was the opposite. And then and that solidified me in the opposite lane. Because I already knew that I was all in on you.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what I was going to do about this. And that just made it very clear for me. And then like the next day I go into Maker or whatever. And then I pretended that I didn't bring my phone that day. But I did. But like this bitch is like, I'm not, I say that, but like, it's not disparaging. But she's texting me. And then that night I just am like, oh, sorry. I left my phone at home. I didn't. I lied. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to deal with this shit. I've never been through this before. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I just sort of had to peel out, I guess, peel away. But that presumption.
Yeah.
And I know that it maybe came from me fucking up somehow, right? Like, me not giving her whatever validation she wanted that night when I came back from my date with you. Because I had been talking to her the last couple nights.
Yeah.
And then maybe that was all she needed to like try to like, hey, Steve, I really like you. And maybe that she was just trying to reach out to me. And I always really try to understand where people are coming from.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where she was coming from. And I'm not saying she's lame or anything. No. But that was an ick moment for me where I'm like, okay, this is definitely something that's very... You're presuming a lot that I want to have you come stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking for just under a week. But then what do I know? I've been talking to you for fucking a week and you and me moved in together in a month.
We didn't presume anything though.
Exactly.
We were both just like, are you into this? Yeah. Are you into this? Like it was kind of like, I think that's the thing. It's got to be this dance. Right. Yes. And like both partners have to dance the same dance.
Yes.
Because if the other person is doing a different dance, it's just not working. Like something's, it gives you the ick. Like if it's a slow dance and someone's like doing break dancing, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like we're doing slow dancing right now.
You have to meet the moment.
Yeah, you have to meet the moment. Yeah, and I think that's what's causing the ick, to be honest, you know? And it's not like it's one person's fault or the other. It's just like you guys are listening to a different song, I guess, in your heads. But like, I do think that maybe if we didn't have such a baller date that was just so good, that like maybe they would have gotten a second chance to like un-ick. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I can just say that I didn't have any regrets. Like, same. You know what I mean? Like, same. It wasn't like I thought about him after and was like, huh, what could have been?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that it just kind of killed it. For me, like the momentum, like there was a momentum and then that killed it for me.
I also think I'm just such a fucking rider too. Yeah. I'm not really bragging about myself. I'm just like I am like ridiculous when it comes to loyalty.
Yeah.
And like even like Gio was saying, like when you play Mafia with Steve Green, you know how to beat him. Just show that you're on his hint that you're on his side a little bit, and then you can just use that. And I'm like, that's so true, because she like saw that quickly. Because I'm like, that's so true. Like if you're riding with me, I'm gonna ride with you up to the end of the earth or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I just think that when I felt that link with you from our date and like hours talking and stuff, and like we could have not gone to that movie and probably done some cooler stuff, but like every moment of it was perfect for me, right? Like, and all I meant by that is like I could have probably talked to you for another 3 hours instead of gone to the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
And it wouldn't have been like hard or anything.
I think both of us knew that we were going to get a second date.
Oh, clearly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Because yeah, we could have done that, but it was also just like, all right, let's do what we said we were going to do, and then we can have, it's nice to know that we can like.
Well, because that was the whole thing, like when we were flirting on set, we were like, let's see this movie. So that was like, we had to do it.
Yeah,
it was like
the fulcrum of the joke of the date was that we heard, everyone's seen this movie, Great Gatsby, and nobody thought it was great. Yeah. Everyone thought it was kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen it yet, so we wanted to see how mediocre it was.
Yes. So we were fans of the book.
Yeah, of course. Super exactly. Hardcore fans of the book. Hardcore fans Thank of the you. Book.
But no, I really, you know, another ick thing for me too is I think, you know, when you're with somebody and there's just not clarity about like what you want. I think for me that is it turns into an ick pretty quick.
I think it's like, I don't know. There's a difference to me between a deal breaker where they just like broke some moral code, or like they did something that pissed me off, or like an ick, because the ick part, like I can't get over, you know, whereas like you pissed me off, I might start building some resentment, but like, I feel like it doesn't stop me from still wanting to like be with you.
Well, for example, I came at you pretty hot.
Yeah.
And I made my intentions known. And I really think that that's important to do.
It is important.
And then I even like went the extra mile. I wanted you to like the next day and the next day and then the next day and however many days after that, think of me every time you went to the fucking store.
Yeah.
And you were using that Ralph's gift card that I got you.
Yeah.
I wanted you to think of me.
Yeah. And I did.
Yeah. And like, so that's why I bought you
that. Well, another thing that I liked about you is that you texted back right away.
Yeah, like, I don't play those games.
I don't really like, I mean, some people might get the ick from people that text back right away. Sure, I don't really understand it.
Whatever.
I'm just like an efficient person. And like, if I'm into you and you're into me, like, why you gotta wait to text me back? Like, why is it like a weird like game that people play where like it's not cool to like text back right away?
I'm not capable. You know me. I'm excitable.
I know. And I'm so happy for that. Like, it works for me. It might give someone else the ick. But for me, like, I was so excited that you texted back right away. Like, and I texted you back right away. And I never had to feel like, does he like me? Am I are we playing a game? What are we doing? You know, I liked that everything was clear.
No games.
When we come back, yes. I have a few more icks to share.
Same.
And hopefully none of you out there are icking anyone with these.
Or if you are icking someone, we're going to help you. And nothing helps us more than if you join our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky.
Yeah.
That's how you listen to the show one day early. Also, I do a show on there called Crypto Corner every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go deep on crypto like you've never heard before in your life. And also,
We do live streams once a month, and we have a great Discord community. But mostly, it just helps the show. So
much.
If you want to check it out, that would really help us. If not, hey, the show's free.
It's free. So there you go. We love you, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Well, you said love right away to them. That's kind of icky.
Oh, shit. That's I gave someone the
That's kind of icky. Damn. Seems kind of needy.
I'm sorry.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us. Like,
listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. And I have more things that
Please.
People have icked me with. By the way, I'm kind of giving myself the ick this week. I feel bleh. Yeah.
What's your bleh?
I don't know. I just feel like bleh.
I think you look
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel better now.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, this one guy, like right after I went through a breakup and I was kind of seeing people for the first time, but I wasn't really used to dating anyone. I really liked that this guy was doing what you said, which was courting. Like, he made it very clear
Great.
What his intentions were. He wanted to take me to dinner. It was the first time I'd ever been courted, actually. And I'd had two serious relationships. But
standards are so high out there.
But I just never let them. I was always the one that, you know, paid for the bar tab, just like that other guy. Like, I was just, if I like you, I'm making it very clear to you, but yeah. I didn't ever let that happen to me. So it was nice that this guy was taking the initiative, was making reservations to dinners and like traditional type courting. I'd never gotten that before. And I thought that was so cool. And I like really liked that. And we had some decent conversation, but one of our dates, and this was very early on, we went to a movie and it was a movie that makes you think, right? And afterwards, he asked me what I thought of the movie. And I gave him a laundry list
opinions.
Of thoughts about this movie.
You're
like,
opinionated.
I had tons of opinions about this movie.
Love it.
And there was a lot of different things that there was a lot of opinions you could have about this movie. It was a very, like, kind of open ended, like, what did this mean type of thing. And I just broke down what I thought about it, why I thought about it. Like, why, what made me angry about it? Like, emotions, you know? And then I was like, what did you think about it? And he just said, oh, yeah, I agree with that. And didn't add anything.
Boring, dude.
And then he just kind of tried to regurgitate the points that I just made, but didn't have anything of his own to add. And I don't know why, but I kept poking it, too. I was like, okay, but like what else? And
that's
what
drives me crazy,
you know,
too.
And
yeah.
Like he couldn't add anything, and it really like gave me the ick. I just couldn't get over that.
Yeah,
like that he and then I couldn't not notice it. Every time there was something where an opinion had to be given, he would just agree with me. He did never like had his own opinion on something, or like would break down why he agreed with me. You could agree with me, but like why in your own words do you agree with me? And like, what other reasons have for agreeing with this point? Like other than the ones I just said. And so sometimes I would try to get him to say his opinion first. And he just wouldn't. He just didn't have his own opinion. And I couldn't unnotice it. And it gave me the ick. I wasn't stimulated. And you know me, like I'm stimulated by deep, interesting conversations or deep dick.
Thank you.
Or by being funny. Like you got to be like really funny. If you're not going to be like super hyper intelligent, stimulating conversation, you got to be like really funny.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't doing any of that. Like it was just.
Which is how I just, because like I said deep dick and like that guy.
Really nice guy, but like, you know, was just. Yeah, that was a hilarious joke.
Thank you.
Because
that's how I got you.
It's like I don't, because it's like you get me the opposite. So it was really funny.
Oh, is that
why?
Like,
it's not like deep dick. You got to be really funny. And that was hilarious.
Okay, great, great.
So that was hilarious
great.
That what you just did
Love
there.
That. Love that. We agree. We agree. That's what I was going for. Good.
Good.
Yeah, dude. I think agreeable nature, not busting my balls, is my least favorite thing. I was with a chick in high school and she wouldn't bust my balls. And I was like, how can I even get through the fucking day?
Yeah.
Because I need my balls busted. I love it. Well, it's just a rapport. It's like it's like a language. And like all day, like this bitch, for example, Nikki will
I don't stop.
She doesn't stop. She doesn't leave me fucking alone and she doesn't stop busting my balls, and I love it. I don't deserve anything else.
You better love it, because that's all I have to give.
I've always enjoyed it, but I like the
banter, mate.
Right,
yeah.
Which is what the Brits say, the limeys.
The banter.
And I love that, man. And if we don't have the banter, then I don't know like how to make it all interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Because, like, with me and you, like, today we're crushing each other's heads like they're grapes.
Yeah.
Like, in the hallway.
Grapes, little tiny grapes.
Like, little tiny grapes. And we're like, I crush your head.
Yeah.
And, like, all that stuff I love. And then you and me, we have middle
finger. Flirty.
We have middle finger wars.
Yeah. It's like, roasty.
It's roasty. Yes. It's
also,
not
I just love a good roast. When he gets me, like, with a good roast, it makes me feel like he knows me.
Yeah. It's like you're paying attention
to me. Yeah. You're paying. Exactly.
Yes.
So it's not like.
Exactly. It's
I'm
real
not
attention.
Trying to, like, punch you. It's like I am trying to let you know that I paid attention so good that that's how I was able to craft this amazing roast of you.
And I think for me, being a product of a big family, like, I have a huge family, and, like, I was one of four kids. And, like, you don't get that much personal attention unless you're, like, doing something,
same.
Right? But then, like, when you give me unique attention and, like, love
so
in that way, it's specific.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. And that's why I always got on with, like, the JK boys, because it's all very roasty
that's
nature.
I always, like, felt so blown away or misunderstood when I got a really good roast on someone, like, where, like, I felt like we were really good friends. This has mostly been girlfriends.
I know.
And I don't know why that is. I wish it wasn't. Like, my best girlfriends that I've kept forever, they're very few. But, like, I think the main thing we have is I roast them. They're not like, the fuck? Like,
exactly.
Why
not
would you say
you
that?
Aside or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, me and Anthony Lee, right, for example, on JK, like, him and me, I think... No, I don't enjoy roasting anyone as much as I do him, because I really love the guy.
Yeah.
I love him. I adore him. I adore him in every way. I think he's one of the best people I've ever met. He's such a great person, right? And so, like, the roasty stuff is just affection to me.
Exactly. It's affection.
It's affection.
When people don't take it that way, I get so confused.
Me too. But, you know.
And I think it's just the way we were raised, because, like, in my family, everyone's roasting each other. Everybody's.
Me too.
Like, can't wait to be sarcastic and roast each other.
I had a teacher when I was in high school, and he told me, he's like, you know why I roast you? He's like, because you're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I knew. Like, I was like, I can tell. Like, it's a love language in and of itself. Like, it's something that, but yeah, I think that one of the icks for me for sure is someone who can't give it back, or just, like, wants to, like, put me on a pedestal and, like, worship me or something.
Nice.
I can't hang.
Yeah.
I actually have to pace when someone's nice to me. Like, some corners have been very kind, and I appreciate you guys. I really do. But, like, they'll DM me, like, hey, Steve, just want to let you know, like, oh, man, I'm getting so much out of Crypto Corner and all this stuff, right? And I have to pace. I have to stand up and pace when I'm reading this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't know how to handle it.
So, yeah, when I'm nice, I'm, like, default nice to people, especially, like, upon first meeting them or in a business setting. If I'm just nice to you, it means I don't feel like we're close.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I think that we have...
You're keeping it surfacey.
Yeah, we have a very collegiate a relationship. We're colleagues, we're associates, we're...
Yes.
We are co-workers. We are, like, you're the mailman. I don't know. Like, we are not close in any regard.
Fair.
So if I'm nice to you and you think we're besties, that's a bad sign. Because if I've never roasted you, then, like, that means I don't feel like I know you. And so when I do roast you, it should be taken as a compliment, because it's me being like, hey,
I like you. But and that is an awkward thing that you've dealt with, too. We can talk about, I think, openly when it comes to ick stuff. This is almost like an opposite of that. But, like, you have been complimentary to someone a lot. And then, like, due to time and just being around this person, one day they're like, hey, like, you're my best friend. And you're like, oh, shit. That is not how I feel, because you're not that way with me. Like, you're not like.
Yeah, I feel like I have to walk on. If I feel like I have to
compliment you,
censor myself,
yes,
or
yes.
like hold back, or like be very nice, then yeah, it's just hard to. It's hard for me to bond.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I'll ever get really close to you if I have to put on a like
a facade.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just not my personality. I think that we're both of us are like more, not cynical, not like pure cynical. I don't know the right word for it, but we see the world the same way.
Yes.
And when there's something that we both are like, what the fuck is this? Or like we don't like it, we find a way to make it funny. Like where we make jokes about it, or yes, like we portray it in a different light, a satirical light or something. And when people can't do that, or they don't have, or they don't even have to be able to do it, but like just understand it, like where it's like you're serving up satire and they're taking it literally, like I can't work with it.
Let me ask you this. So as we've talked about this topic, and I made my intentions clear with you that I wanted to date you, right?
Yeah.
For example, how do you talk to somebody who's like, well, I make my intentions clear and then chicks say that I'm coming on too hot?
Yeah, that's another thing. Okay, so my third ick is kind of that. So there was a guy during my notorious single era of 8 months. This is the only time I've been single in my adult life. There's one of the guys... I thought he was really funny. Like he was actually a comedian. So I was like, okay, you're funny. We hung out, we hooked up, things were okay. He texted me a lot, but it was like selfies.
Oh.
And I didn't know like how to respond to that.
Oh. And were they like funny?
No, oh. Not funny. Well, not funny. Like
he's like flexing?
Yeah, like just selfies. Like he was on a trip and he sent selfies of himself there on the trip by a tree or whatever.
That's super
and
weird.
And just like just random, not sexual, that's not really not weird. Flirty. They're just like just selfies.
I'm not really judging because he's not me. I'm just saying it's weird.
Yes, that's what I thought. And we were very different ages, so he was like
he's not sending you food pics.
He was like 13 or 14 years older than me.
Oh,
so maybe it was just like he's kind of like a boomer.
Yeah, boomer
that like he just sent pics.
14 years older than you?
Yeah, Jesus, something like that. Christ, or maybe it was like 12. Maybe like 12 years. Maybe like 12 years. Maybe 12 years older. But yeah, so he was very funny in conversation and like performing. Like he was a headliner comic. But like the texts were not fun. They weren't like bantery. They were like very serious and they were like selfies. And then he got mad that I wouldn't send, that I wasn't like sending them back or like saying good selfie or I don't even know what he wanted me to say. I don't know. So that was like the first thing. And then he was taking me to dinner and I liked that. Nice. Another guy that's like very clear, taking me to dinner. Right. And any lull in the conversation, you know, I space out and kind of like think about things. Like if something's presented, I kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes I imagine scenarios and then I'm about to tell you about them or I don't know. Like I space out sometimes. He would assume and accuse me of thinking of my ex.
Holy and he mother would be
like,
of fuck.
He'd be like, what are you thinking about? And I'd be like, oh, sorry, I don't know. I was just like, the waiter said fish, and I just thought of this fish
Mark
thing.
Mark, hit the breakup button. Hit it
and,
right away.
And he'd be like, I don't think that's true. I think you're thinking of your ex.
Oh,
like,
my
shit like that.
God, that's insane.
And I'm like, I don't know how to prove I wasn't thinking about my ex.
You're nuts, dude.
What the most insecure shit.
That's so bad. Oh, geez.
And then so I started texting less and less and like not really wanting... I don't know, like not
and he's
really
like, hey,
getting
sent
good
you my
vibes.
Pics from SeaWorld and I didn't get much of a response.
And then I like had to break up with him because I've never ghosted someone. I just had to be very clear, even if they get mad. But, you know, I was like, hey, I just don't think that this is the right fit, you know? And he got really sad. He was like, oh, I really wanted this one to work. Maybe I'm just too old for you. Like I had a feeling that maybe I'm just too old for you. And I think he was just in his head about being too old, but I didn't ever think of that because he didn't look older. Like I didn't feel 14 like
years a lot.
Well, I don't think maybe it was 12, but like it wasn't like I was with daddy. Like it wasn't
okay.
Like didn't feel like that big of an age difference.
Well, you're with daddy now.
Yeah, I'm with daddy now for sure.
Yeah,
he's like hella older than me.
Easy, buddy.
As you can tell.
Mark, edit that out. That makes you look bad.
He would just And then when he was with me, it was just a very like, it was only compliments, like you were saying, like, which is nice. I'm not saying this is wrong either. Like, maybe another girl would love this, but it was only compliments.
It's like too much icing.
Exactly. It was just too much icing, not enough cake.
Yeah, not enough
There's cake. No cake in there to soak it up. And I just felt like...
You're going to get sick.
He's funny. Like, why aren't you being funny?
Yeah.
Like, why... just everything he said to me was just very, like, your skin's so soft. And, like, I've just never been with someone whose hair is so shiny. And, like,
your hair is very shiny.
You're so beautiful. And I'm like, thank you. And I said thank you.
Your
like,
skin's not that soft.
I just keep saying thank you so many times. It is pretty soft, though.
It's not that soft.
It is, it's
my skin's
soft.
Actually soft.
Actually, feel my arm.
No, I know your hand is. But mine's soft.
But, like, you've never really felt the back of my arm, like, the way...
I have. It's not that great.
It's actually like silk.
It's like and touching you know a dolphin. It. I've touched a dolphin. It's not a big deal.
Why'd you touch a dolphin?
Because I was at the San Diego Zoo.
What a fucking weirdo.
Wait, what?
Why would you touch a dolphin?
Because I was a SeaWorld member.
Wow, dolphin toucher.
Good. Call me one.
Good.
Good. Didn't say I was a dolphin pervert.
me sounds like it.
Well, I sure hope not. Mark, please edit that out if that
I've
sounds like it.
I've touched a dolphin's softer, more supple skin than yours.
And wet.
Yeah.
Wetter, much wetter.
I could get my skin wet.
No, you can't.
I'll keep it wet all the time.
Can't.
I will brush.
You dry off quick. We both know. Shut up.
We're in the desert.
And then you get bit by mosquitoes.
We're in the desert.
Where there's mosquitoes now because of Bill Gates.
Because of Bill Gates.
Thank you.
Fuck Bill Gates. This guy was Bill Gates.
He's Bill Gates.
I think 14 years older than me.
That makes sense.
No, but yeah, it was just compliments.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad. He just laid it on
too thick.
Can't do it too thick.
And coupled with the accusatory.
Yes, that's bad. No, the accusatory is the worst thing.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. I'm LARPing right now as one of these guys, yes. Right? I have been trying to get with a chick, but like I can't get through and it seems like I care too much, but how do I care less?
You have to believe in what you're bringing to the table.
I like that.
I think that is the most attractive thing.
Baseline confidence.
Yeah. And know that it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. But you have to like yourself. Like you really have to like when you're alone, do you like hanging out with you?
Right.
Or do you need to hang out with somebody?
Right.
Do you fucking like the shit that you're into like alone? Or do you need someone else to like reflect something back to you? Like, are you dependent on like their approval of what you're doing?
Very true.
I think once you get to that place where you like yourself and you just bring that to the table with the other person and have confidence that that thing is valuable, then that's really attractive. And it makes it so that there's not this veil of inauthenticity that you're presenting to the person, you know, like I just think that the fake bullshit is just, it's not interesting. Number one, it's not fucking interesting. Like number two, and also the opposite isn't interesting. You negging them and like being like a badass personality, like doesn't give a fuck. That's not fucking interesting either.
It doesn't work, dude.
None of that's interesting.
It doesn't work.
Just like yourself and bring it to the table.
Amen.
And they'll probably like it too. And if they don't like it, then there's someone else that will. And it's not you. And you, I would be like thankful to not have to dwell on it longer.
Yeah.
But like, usually you'll click when like you meet the person where it's like, ooh, you put that flavor out? I like that flavor.
Yeah.
I got this flavor. You like that flavor? And then you're like, ooh, I like that flavor. And then you're like tasting each other's flavors and you're like, nom, 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 nom. It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. Where you don't have to be like, does that person like my flavor? Like, do you like my flavor? You think about the other person's flavor. Like,
yeah, dude.
You know,
oh,
like,
man.
What?
No,
just,
nothing
just
worse.
Just put your shit out there and like, you might get rejected by some people. Who the fuck cares? Move on.
By the way, I feel so bad for that comedian guy only because like he didn't evolve enough since like high school. Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to fuck up, I think, in your first couple relationships. I definitely... You know, credit to me owning it. That's how you lead, right? Leadership is about owning your mistakes. I completely did that shit in high school. I'll never forget. My girlfriend really liked the lead singer of Incubus. She thought he was like the cutest boy ever or whatever.
Mm.
And I couldn't handle it. It fucking destroyed me. Yeah, it destroyed me. And like, there's no world that exists where she's going to go run off with the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah.
But it destroyed me. It destroyed my brain. It fucking wrecked me. It basically, I every time I'm with her, and like you said, the lulls and shit, I'm like, you're thinking about the lead singer Incubus or whatever. Crazy story. Not kidding. Completely true story. About 2.5 years after me and her break up, I go to New York Film Academy in LA, and I'm roommates, or I'm part of my class, and who I'm like in the same living space as, the lead singer of Incubus's brother, who looks identical to the motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Looks exactly like him. As soon as I saw him, I was like, it's the lead singer of Incubus. And then I had to ask him, I was like, are you the lead singer of Incubus? He's like, I'm his brother. And I was like, holy fucking goddamn shit.
There was a teacher at my school that was their manager.
Really?
Yeah, and then they blew up and he quit.
Dude, yeah. Oh, he quit the school?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hopefully he didn't quit the band.
No, he
has his priorities.
Also, the Jack Johnson's wife taught at our school, and then when he blew up, he performed at our talent show. Also, Katy Perry performed at our talent show because she went to our school.
And then she ended up quitting the talent show, I hope.
She did quit the talent show.
Okay, that's smart.
She
just want to make sure people are doing the right thing.
Like, this is not like when they were going to that school, they were doing that. She was doing the talent. Like, she got famous and then came back and did a show for the school.
So, no, but I remember the insecurity. I was 16, by the way.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, oh my God. Like, she has this guy's poster on her wall. Why didn't she have my picture on her wall? Why would she have my picture on her wall? You know, you just don't think about that. You don't make it practical. You make it like, because the feelings are so raw, mm-hmm. and they're so new. This is my first like hardcore relationship. It was just so like emotional, and I just felt like I could, I felt like she was my whole world, and I could have lost her at any point.
Yeah, and that's how my first relationship was too, with this guy, and he wouldn't let me wear lip gloss to school because he thought I was like, why would you wear lip gloss if not for other guys?
Yeah, why are you wearing a dark room with me?
Yeah,
what the
fuck? But he's like since admitted that was all bullshit and like it's stupid and like you grow up out of that phase, right?
Hopefully. Yeah, but hopefully. Then like you said, this cat,
yeah,
he's with you and he's like, you're thinking about your exes.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever got enough notes to get himself out of that hole.
Yeah, it was a bummer. Or maybe like,
thank God,
maybe I represented girls that he like tried to date or like wanted to date and didn't get through that. I don't know, like maybe that was a thing.
You never know.
Because I was like just so much younger than him.
Yeah, but that is tricky because it's like.
Yeah, just don't, like, you make it very clear, but don't try to keep him in a cage, you know? Like, you must love me back the way I like you. Like, chill, man. Like, let them like breathe, breathe it, you know? Like, there's a flow. Again, it's a dance. Like, it's not like you're dancing all the time. Like, you just like you go with the dance.
You want to know one of the funniest moments that I had with my first high school girlfriend? I'll admit this because I own my shit. I can't wait to. But this is so cringy, right? So I remember we're doing barely sex stuff or whatever. Like basically I put my dick around that area or whatever. Okay.
Dry humping?
Sure. And then afterward, you know, there's like a lull in the conversation or whatever. And I'm like, you're thinking of him, aren't you? Yeah.
Ooh, that's so cringe.
I own it. Own it. Leadership.
Cringe.
This is what leadership is.
Him being lead singer of Incubus.
But then the worst thing I think about it is that she took a pause and then she nodded and she's like, yeah, I am. And I was like, you still love him, don't you? And she says, yes.
What the fuck? High school's so weird.
High school's terrible. It's not... You don't learn that much about love.
At least you were validated that she was thinking about him.
I was. I tell you what, but that is the cringiest shit ever.
That's pretty cringy.
To say out loud, come on, dude. Like, that's so bad. But hey, credit to me, I was right. But.
Well, he was wrong. I was not thinking about. Yeah, exactly. Who wins?
Nobody wins. We all lose.
And like, how am I supposed to defend it? He doesn't believe me.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, I don't, there's no way for me to win.
Yeah, dude.
Zero way for me to win.
So that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. So like, I think just like, you appreciate what they bring to the table. They appreciate what you bring to the table. That's the healthy way that it works. You can't just like decide you like them and then like need their every like
waking moment to be about you.
Yes.
Amen.
Just like the thing that you like about them is they're an independent soul and they're like doing their thing. So like you got to let the bird like.
By the way, that's one
fly.
Of the best things about our relationship.
Yeah.
Is we come together all the time.
Yeah.
But we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't like squish each other in a box and be like, you're only mine, mine only.
Have I ever been overbearing to you?
No.
In all of your God's honest,
but
most
I've
clearest
never
mind.
Gotten the ick from you. That's exactly. Why.
But I think it's because I learned through these formative things.
Yeah.
And that's why I hope most people out there,
yes,
get out of this.
Out there.
Truly, truly. I hope you guys really do listen to this because it really is important if you want to avoid giving the ick.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what we're trying to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
I don't know if it's a maturity thing or experience thing. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, I think that I think all of these things are rooted in knowing who you are and having the confidence,
yeah,
to bring it to the table.
Yeah.
And shoot your shot.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you liked this, give it a thumbs up. Share it with your friends. Helps the show. Check out our Patreon. That also very much helps the show.
Nothing
it helps
the show more.
Helps pay Mark, that guy that, yep, might have appeared on our show recently.
Just last week, but maybe not.
A couple weeks ago.
Maybe he was just an idea. Maybe he was just an apparition.
We CGI'd him. These AI apps are pretty great now.
Not that great. If that was Mark,
well,
not that great.
We don't get to pick.
Yeah,
it was default. Guy that sits at his computer and edits a podcast all day.
Hey, spot on.
Pretty good AI.
AI shit's getting good.
Yeah, see,
no doubt.
All right.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening for all the years. We really appreciate you guys.
5 years. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.